AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were mostly peaceful protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' beating at the hands of five officers during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Memphis Church pastor Gilbert Washington.
We're praying for that young man's family, for his loved ones, for his friends. They're hurting. And we're hurting as well.
CBS's Jared Hill.
A February 17th bond arraignment hearing has been scheduled for the five ex-officers involved, according to Shelby County online court records. Each faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Officials in northwestern Pakistan believe a suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Peshawar today, killing at least 27 worshippers and wounding as many as 147 others. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency. They told the BBC that they were still receiving those injured in the explosion. Unverified images on local media show half a wall caved in, the mosque covered in bricks and debris as people clamber over the rubble to escape.
In Cairo today, camera snapping away as Secretary of State Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Blinken says he raised concerns about human rights issues ahead of a meeting in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss a new surge of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The Chiefs and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl.
Racing around the edge, Scott is in! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
Philly crushed the 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
This is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC Championship, Super Bowl 57, a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will go head-to-head over the nation's debt ceiling when they meet Wednesday. Republicans insist on budget cuts before they raise the borrowing limit. Speaker McCarthy telling CBS's Face the Nation.
I want to make sure we're protected in our defense spending, but I want to make sure it's effective and efficient. I want to look at every single dollar we're spending, no matter where it's being spent. I want to eliminate waste wherever it is.
The president insists negotiating over raising the debt ceiling could trigger a recession. No school today in Woburn, Massachusetts. Teachers like Eric Scarborough are on strike.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but you get to a point where you've been pushed too far.
S&P futures down 35. Dow futures off 205. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual and
a progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Friday afternoon's massive interstate pileup near Beloit appears to be worse than we first thought. 85 vehicles collided in slippery whiteout conditions. The State Patrol says 21 people got hurt. The freeway had to be closed from around 12:30 in the afternoon till 9:30 that night. One of the crashes caused a fire people could see for miles. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court could be one of the most expensive in state history and maybe the entire nation. The outcome could flip the court to liberal control for the first time in 15 years. Issues like abortion and Wisconsin's political map could come before the high court in the near future. In sports, the Bucks beat New Orleans yesterday 135-110. The Eagles and Chiefs will play in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answer yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Winter came, huh?
Well, I mean, it's been here for quite a minute, but yeah, this is something else.
I mean, real winter came.
Yeah, real winter.
It's Monday. That means Mondays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Hey, Sandy, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. Like I was saying, Jack Frost has made a wicked appearance here. He's, it's real winter. Men are men and women are women. And
but you know, even though we say it's cold, I mean, it's, you know, compared to what it can be this time of year, it's not bad.
No. This is. Yeah. I mean, it's nice.
This is up there. This is about 7 degrees. So.
It's not as cold as it can be if it were windy outside. You know.
Yeah, that's
10 degrees colder and 25-mile-an-hour wind, and then we could say, whoa.
Yeah, that's what we're missing, and you know, hopefully we'll be missing that for some time to come. Sandy, we got a little snow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, huh. That's like I said, real winter.
Yes.
Personally, you know, I'd rather have this than the ugly gray, you know, March light. March is a terrible month, you know. It's a terrible month almost everywhere, and it's probably with Milwaukee's worst month, maybe Wisconsin's worst month, maybe everyone's worst month.
Oh, you mean because the sun?
Well, it's not sunny. It's not spring. It's muddy. It's either muddy or it snows and breaks, you know, it's a terrible month.
Yeah.
And so we've been pretending it was March for too long. You know,
but it's a great bridge because you're not getting this. You can get some snow, but you're not dealing with the sub-zero temperatures. March on for me. Mm. I'll take March over February.
Exactly. I mean, if it's super cold and then all of a sudden you get a little bit of rain in March and some muddiness, it's worth it, you know. But it hasn't been cold this year.
Sandy's the kind of guy who can live on a glacier, right? So, you know, he
doesn't take much to make me happy.
Some cold weather.
Cold weather and a big block of ice.
And a block of ice.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sandy, you can say football is just still pro football.
I did. I'll confess I watched both games yesterday. and felt badly in both games. I felt badly for San Francisco. What a string of bad luck. Holy cow. They ended up with no quarterback. And a guy named Josh Johnson from Wisconsin. No, he wasn't even from Wisconsin. And and then he gets a concussion. He plays two series of downs, gets a concussion. Now, what do they got?
So here's the scenario, right? The four-string quarterback. You know, that's the guy who, during practice,
he does. He's the scout team, maybe.
Yeah, and so that guy coaches. Hey, who's that guy over there?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. What is his name? He's a pro football player, right? What is his name? Tell him we need him over here. Hey, you. Hey, guy. Get over here.
Yeah.
And so that guy.
Yeah, went into the game.
Somebody said, uh-oh. Hey, where's that guy? He's over there kicking it with somebody else, right? Hey, you. The guy looks around.
Yeah.
Who, me? Grab the helmet. Oh, what's going on? You're going in the game. The guy's never getting any practice, getting any reps.
Then when he got the concussion, so number 44 for the Jurassic Park. He's a Harvard graduate. He's a fullback. They have him studying the sheet because he's the likely guy to play quarterback if they have to have a wildcat quarterback for the rest of the game. So, yeah. So they were definitely playing, well, not with one arm tied behind their back, but two, because they had a terrific defense. They were in the game until the fourth quarter, you know.
And the worst part about it is this is the first time in a long time that the four best teams wound up there.
Yeah.
You know, the NFL has parity.
I mean, a fair number of people betting at the beginning of the season probably bet that these four teams would be the final four. I mean, these were all top dog teams going into the season.
Sandy, and the NFL has parity. And you just can see it, right? All four of those teams have great defenses, right? All four of the Final Four had great defenses, really good offenses, and it's really high-level football, right? High-level football. And as I was watching that first game, you knew that if the 49ers would have had a quarterback, that would have went down to the wire.
Yeah, and then the second game went down to the wire. Yeah. I told you before we went on the air, I actually had trouble going to sleep. I felt so badly for this guy, Asai, the defensive tackle, who foolishly, with his adrenaline rush, tackled the quarterback out of bounds. And if he hadn't, the Kansas City would have had about a 57-yard field goal, but after the 15-yard penalty was tacked on, it was a 42-yard chip shot, and they lose the game. And this poor guy was sitting on the bench, unconsolable. One guy, one good mate on the team, was there trying to make him feel better. Everyone else treated him like he was radioactive, I think,
because
he had clearly, you know, his gaffe did cost them at least an overtime. Who knows if they'd won or lost in the overtime, but it would have gone to overtime as a tie.
So my thing had always been, in all the years that I ran this football league, and coaches would come to me and say, the referee blew the game. And I would say, wait, let me see. Guys play 40 minutes of football.
Yeah.
Are you telling me?
No, the referee made the right call here.
Right.
And this guy, you know, football is kind of a primitive game, and I think when you're all wound up in the game, you have trouble harnessing
your emotions,
particularly
right.
A rookie who probably had been told to be as aggressive as possible in the second half talk, you know, let's go out there and be super aggressive, guys, don't stop being aggressive. And so, sure enough, he was. And Mahomes was going to go out of bounds leaving a 57-yard field goal, and when he gets out of bounds, this guy takes him to the ground with vigor, you know, out in the white stuff there in the out of bounds marker area, gets hurt himself going into the opponent's bench. It was a too bad ending to a great game.
So for all those of us who are football fanatics, I used to be a football fanatic. I love football. But there's USFL football, Sandy. You know, that's coming. No, you haven't said anything.
Well, it's come and gone in the past. Will I watch it? No, I don't think so.
So they brought it back last year. And
doesn't Johnny Manziel play in USFL? I think so.
I think the guy who used to fix my flat tires plays in USFL. So it's any guy who, you know, tried to make it in the big leagues, and he probably is doing something else, and he gets a chance to play.
Actually, I remember this was quite a while ago when there was the strike, and they had the scab players in the NFL. And I did a lot of work with a company up in Green Bay, and one of the guys who was essentially an accountant
was on a strike.
Had played football at one of the big UW systems. He was a big guy, offensive lineman. I think he was probably quite good. Yeah, he played for New Orleans.
The team that was...
New Orleans Saints. He played.
Oh, okay.
He played as a scab on, I think it was the New Orleans team. But, you know, so that's what's in the USFL probably, is guys who just don't want to hang it up after high school.
And it's
college.
I think they pay him $80,000 a year. So my point is, I'm not going to watch USFL football. And I guess there's some market for it. They're going to keep trying. It's kind of like the...
Are you watching that women's football league?
The lingerie league?
I've only seen snippets of it. Is it actually carried on TV?
I don't know if the lingerie league is still... Gilbert Brown owned the lingerie team.
He did.
Yeah. So when we would run our football camp in Milwaukee,
uh-huh.
He would bring some of the players from the lingerie team.
Oh, we shouldn't go. Enough of this.
They wouldn't come in their lingerie.
Well, they didn't. I'm not talking. These people don't play in lingerie. The people, they have shoulder pads.
But
pretty scanty.
They did have the lingerie football league that
really?
Gilbert Brown had a team in, and maybe he's listening. You know, he owned one of those teams, and they kind of played in lingerie a little bit. Altered lingerie. Clearly, you couldn't play in. How do we get there?
Are they playing football? Let's go to. I think we should shift gears.
It's kind of like the WBA. Women with great talent. The WBA.
You aren't comparing that to the lingerie league. I'm as your lawyer, as your friend. I think we need to just jump. I think we're jumping the shark right here.
Yeah, because the WBA has great talent. Those women have great talent.
Yeah.
It just can't catch on, right? They can't
WNBA. Yeah.
Yeah. They can't get a break. You know, and really,
that's where Brittany Griner plays in the WNBA,
right.
And then she goes to Russia and plays because the
WBA doesn't pay
right
any money, right? They don't have any money. You don't see the stands filled, so you know that's it. But anyway, 844-967-2789 is Monday, and Sandy, thanks for correcting me before I went down the road of ruin and destruction.
The rabbit hole.
What, was I headed that way?
You were in it, Earl. This is, we were in the rabbit hole.
All right. It's Monday, so we'll be right back. You can't see. Yeah, so what's going on?
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones, más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Temperatures reach up to about 10 today under partly cloudy skies.
Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour.
Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 7 below. Highs level off around 11 above. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Dry and much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 3 above.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. Sandy, I want to get into this right away because, you know, I was thinking about this. I spent 34 years in the auto industry, for people who may not know it. And when you think about these combustible engines, right, and all the parts that went into a combustible engine.
Combustion.
But all the different parts.
Yeah.
Somebody made each part that went into the engine.
Right. The engine and transmission is hundreds and hundreds of moving parts.
And each one of them was manufactured by somebody.
Right.
Meaning jobs for people. And if you think about all the automobiles that were being made, you know, things you just don't think about, how many people really were employed and are employed in that.
Well, directly and indirectly, Milwaukee has always had a big, well, you worked right. For A.O. Smith. They were, their whole business in Milwaukee just about was centered, or other than the water heater thing right. They got into, they were all about making frames and parts for automobiles. But we had lots of companies in Milwaukee making parts that went, some of them were made, sent to American Motors plants, which right. Were here in Wisconsin assembling automobiles.
Chrysler.
Most of the stuff went to Michigan, where there were far more automobiles assembled. And we still make lots of parts for automobiles, stamped parts, electrical harnesses, switches, all kinds of things that go into automobiles. Do we make here gears, things that go into transmissions?
Yeah, so, even the smallest thing.
Yeah, I mean, so automobile manufacturers basically assemble things, but they don't make so very many of the parts that go into the cars. Other people make the parts. So it's a broad economy filling kind of an industry, and it's been a long term industry in America since 1910. the American industrial base has basically centered around automobiles. So, you know, if the automobile industry changes, it's going to be a wrenching sort of a thing for lots of people.
So the history of our nation is, you know, over the last almost, what, over 100 years?
Well, there was a famous quote from the CEO of General Motors, what's good for General Motors is good for America. And, you know, most people, most economists would say, you know, that was kind of right. If it was good for the automobile industry, it filled lots of jobs, which ended up being good for the American economy.
And at that time, General Motors might have been the largest employer.
In the United States.
Yeah, in the United States.
Oh, yeah, I think General Motors was. It was the largest automobile manufacturer until it wasn't.
In our lifetime.
Yes. Yeah.
So I was thinking, man, I read this article in the New York Times, and it was from the new CEO.
Of Ford. Yeah.
Of Ford. And he was trying to lay out, Sandy, a future vision of the impact that these electric vehicles are going to have on Ford. But even you have to go even bigger than that. It's General Motors, you know. It's Chrysler.
Well,
it's all of them.
I had conversations with a steel manufacturing operation, and this was a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and they were talking about the implications to the steel industry of a shift to electric automobiles, because it ends up a lot of steel in a car is in the motor, in the engine, and in the transmission, both of which don't exist in electric cars.
So if we can wrap our minds around just the magnitude of that whole from the steel all the way through the finish, you know, making the steel, all the way through the end product of the automobile.
Right.
You know.
Well, and it's more
combustion
than that.
Engine.
And the life of the automobile. You've got gasoline filling stations. Now, there'll be electric charging stations, but they're going to be a different kind of a thing unless electric charging turns into a 5 or 10 minute operation for the car. Electric charging is going to be different than the quick stop oil, you know, a gasoline refill where you run in and get some food in there and then run back out to your car and leave. And gasoline will no longer be in the demand it is. Automobile electric cars don't require anywhere near the amount of maintenance.
Oh, Sandy,
it's different.
I hadn't even thought of the gas stations, the oil, the people who change the oil, the guys who fix the cars, you know, in the service, you know, they own their own repair shops. And
yeah, I mean, everything in an electric car is electric. And even though in a gasoline car now, the computer ends up being the thing that probably is most likely to require repairs when something goes wrong with your car. In an electric car, that'll definitely be the case. Electric motors have quite a long life. You know, if you know how these electric cars work, there's a motor at each back wheel. There's two electric motors, one at each back wheel, or there's four, one at each wheel. These motors are not very big in terms of their scale, and they can be replaced independently. So if one motor goes, you replace it.
So how do those things work in this kind of weather? I mean,
well, electric motors work fine. Batteries don't have quite as much capacity when it gets really cold.
Yeah, and when they're rolling over snow-covered, ice-covered, I mean, all those things have to be worked out. Listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You can join us, 844-967-2789. This makes you want to say, it made me stop and think. And maybe because I was in the industry. Be right back.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Mostly peaceful protests in Charlotte, North Carolina, and across the country after officials in Memphis released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' brutal beating at the hands of five police officers. This woman at a demonstration in Columbus, Ohio.
I bring my family because at the end of the day, it can happen to them.
Officials in northern Pakistan say a suicide bomber killed at least 28 worshippers. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
The explosion happened inside a packed mosque located in a police compound in Peshawar around 1:30 p.m. today. A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency.
The Chiefs and the Eagles headed to the Super Bowl. Philly QB Jalen Hurts.
Put a lot of work in, I had this opportunity and to be here. And you know, it's a moment that we want to enjoy as a team.
Eagles beat the Niners 31-7. KC over the Bengals 23-20. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Friday afternoon's massive interstate pileup near Beloit appears to be worse than we first thought. 85 vehicles collided in slippery whiteout conditions. The State Patrol says 21 people got hurt. Freeway had to be closed from around 12:30 in the afternoon till 9:30 that night. One of the crashes caused a fire people could see for miles. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court could be one of the most expensive in state history and maybe the entire nation. The outcome could flip the court to liberal control for the first time in 15 years. Issues like abortion and Wisconsin's political map could come before the high court in the near future. In sports, the Bucks beat New Orleans yesterday 135-110. The Eagles and Chiefs will play in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at The Rick Smith Show.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us the same numbers. Monday is Mondays with Sandy Williams. But Sandy, I really think we need to get people to really, this goes back to what you've always said since the first day I met you. Our government doesn't plan. And this is going to be devastating at some point in time. And when you're talking about, here's the dilemma. People who are working in many of these plants, Sandy, are still Generation Xers. And so sprinkled in with some younger bodies, but they're Generation Xers. And to try to retrain guys in their 50s, right, It's not because I know I saw this happen.
You know, a couple of years ago, we had a couple of shows where we had talked about technological innovation and the extent to which that, number one, it's wonderful, it's a breakthrough, it's the way our economy evolves, it's the way we've created a whole bunch of new jobs. Flip side of that is every technological innovation involves job destruction. And so new jobs replace old jobs, but the new jobs frequently require different training than the old jobs. You know, it took carpenters to make buggies, and it took auto workers to make automobiles, that kind of a thing. Now, you know, when you look at an electric car, it doesn't look that different from a combustion car. But as we said, you know, there's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of moving metal steel parts in a combustion engine. There's about 5 moving parts in an electric motor. Many of them aren't steel. Copper is a big part of that. And so the technology is different. And, you know, we've got a need. Other countries, Germany has a process where they have furloughs, they call them, for people to get retrained. When technology uproots them from their job, they have a process there for people having furloughs to get retrained, and they get paid during a period of retraining. It's not welfare. It's not viewed as welfare. It's viewed as the way the national system is accommodating a rapidly evolving and innovating economy. And here in the United States, we better start talking and thinking like that. We've had people talking about free vocational training and free community colleges. And when we get from combustion engines to electric motors and cars, we're going to find so many people uprooted from their jobs that we better have a system in place to help them get aggressively retrained so that we can have an economy. I would think that the business people of the United States would be aggressively pushing for the social safety net that would be involved with aggressive retraining programs so that health care for all, so that these people wouldn't be without health care during this transition period, so that our system could well support this innovative economy which we're on the brink of. I mean, this shoe, electric cars, it's going to fall. Everyone knows that they're the next thing. The ads on the Super the ads for football games now, and I'm sure the ads at the Super Bowl, will all be about electric cars. They aren't advertising very many gasoline cars on TV anymore.
You know, Sandy, a lot of the work that we did, and even today in the auto plants, in the assembly plants, is grunt work and physical work. And so when people have been accustomed to doing the physical labor, and now that's not going to be required, then it means, I remember trying to get guys to...
Well, you know, I do think that the automobile manufacturing process has evolved a bit.
Since my time.
Well, yeah, because I went through the Volvo plant in Sweden, and the Volvo plant is the same as any modern plant, and there was essentially no grunt work. It was all being conducted by electronic movement of parts from here to there, and then when they got to there, a fair amount of it, particularly the stuff of scale, was handled robotically. Big sheets of metal were lifted by robots, and they were welded by robots. And so I'm not sure how much grunt work is left, but the problem is that it's just a different sort of work, so that it'll be a retraining process at least. So, you know, I think that what we ought to be doing is we ought to be looking for people in the public sphere who are looking forward at this. This is not going to be a surprise. This would be like claiming, oh, my God, electric cars spraying upon us. No, this has been coming on us for years. People have been talking about it for years. Automobile manufacturers have talked about it for years. Volvo and other people have announced that they're going to shift to all electric manufacturing there's a rolling forward date, but it's only about 5 or 6 years out in the future. So, you know, we should be looking at our politicians and saying, come on, guys, let's get on the ball here. Let's make the American economy resilient and able to support this, and let's make sure that it's responsive to the American people and the American workforce, and it's got the things in it that we need, which incidentally involve like healthcare and retraining and education.
But so these are the kind of subjects, Sandy, that that frustrate me, because these are the things that we should be dealing with in this country. These are the conversations that need to be had if our nation is going to, long after you and I are gone, remain competitive long term, and then offer a better opportunity for those who come after us. But it's how do we get or move the discussion, the conversation to that instead of whether Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to become Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate.
That or pointing our finger at China and saying they're the problem. You know, it's sort of like saying that terrorists reside abroad when we can see that almost every act of terrorism in the United States comes from within. Most of the economic problems we face come from within. It'll be our capacity to be resilient in the face of technological change. It'll be our capacity to have a government process which can support our economy with retraining programs and the kind of social safety net that workers across the world need to be able to jump from job to job and move to the next thing that's going to be made. I mean, one of the reasons China is doing so well is they've got a very organized process for bringing people into the next new thing in the world of manufacturing.
So Sandy, I mean, here's it's our thought processes in this country. I mean, here's a prime example. Utah becomes first state in 2023 to ban gender-affirming care for transgender minors. Why is that a place that you want to focus on?
Right.
And then people jump on that, and that becomes a topic somehow worthy of discussion, that's something you should ban and talk about banning, because if a person, whether they're transgender, whoever they are, if they need health care, they need health care. But that's the kind of thing, Sandy, that we waste time on.
Well, you know, and in fact, it's conservative government that wants to figure out how government can be used to regulate the choices that human beings make about themselves. I don't get it. I don't get the level of intolerance that we've come to. And the way it is that people who you would think would be against the government involvement in private lives are actively promoting government involvement in private lives. It's
and Sandy, it's getting worse. I mean, I don't see an end to this foolishness. I mean, it's foolish for somebody to even come up with this. The people around them should say, if, let's say Sandy came over with this, the people around them should be saying, hey, man, isn't that something more important going on? You know, look, I'm going to do this. And, you know, we get it out of the way early. CJ.
Oh.
CJ.
Is on the line?
Is on the line. I want to hear him explain how it's somehow we should be concerned about this more so than other things that are so critically important.
Well, then retraining yeah. people for jobs that are across the economy that are going to need retraining. Yeah, I mean, my view is our dialogue should be triaged so that we're talking about solutions and not just pointing at problems or trying to identify villains. And my hope is that CJ will not be trying to identify a villain in this process, but we'll be talking about solutions.
All right, CJ, it's on you.
More parameters for me, guardrails. Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. The problem, why should we worry about it? Well, because we're failing reading, writing, and arithmetic all across the
CJ.
Board.
CJ,
well, wait. Well, I mean, you aren't suggesting, CJ, that all this discussion about transgender stuff has a relationship to learning in school. I mean, you know, we've got that. That seems like a leap.
Yeah, I am.
Oh,
the failing of learning in school. The focus of your party, the Democrat Party. Thank God for COVID, because we found out what the curriculum was.
Hey, CJ, before you get before you go any further, we've just spent 30 minutes addressing a serious issue that is going to be impacting this nation with this transfer of electrical vehicles, you know, I mean, from combustion engines to electrical vehicles. Do you have anything to add on that? Because I just brought this other thing up. Go ahead.
Sandy spoke of retraining people. We got people that aren't trained to read or write or do with arithmetic. They aren't trained for the first job. So, Sandy, get with the program. Our curriculum is failing.
We're failing kids across the board. Okay, we have a national political dialogue that seems to be focused on school curriculum as if it's a partisan issue. You know, the issue of curriculum in schools is first of all a local issue. It's decided by school boards across the country, and the school boards are not in any place that I'm aware of partisan elections. To the extent that school, as discussed, involves a discussion between conservatives and liberals, it probably does. Everything does, and to the extent, you know, I'm not a fan of political correctness, okay? So, I don't understand how we've politicized the discussion of the curriculum and come to the point of deciding that the reason we've got children who can't read and write when they graduate is a function of, for instance, a liberal approach to policies. I think all of the sociological studies that have been done that have tried to analyze why it is that schools are successful or not in their outcomes has far more to do with the sociological situation of the students than it does with the curriculum. My understanding of the curriculum of most schools is that there's much more similarities between every curriculum than there are any differences.
So Sandy, it's my fault because I had CJ come on when you and I have been discussing what is, without question, a serious, serious conversation on what's going to happen, the future of this nation, with this advancement of the technology of electrical vehicles and the impact all down the line, which is a valuable, valuable conversation and the impact that it's going to have on people in this country. And CJ comes on and starts talking about something that has nothing at all, and I allowed that to happen.
Well,
so,
you know, I think, though, that it's a good example of why it is that we aren't accomplishing at the federal congressional level the kind of stuff that we're talking about. So we need to implement broad-scale, free retraining and free community college-type education. And instead of talking about that, the political controversy that it goes is to shoehorn somehow to find something that might sniff a little bit like that, like education. Okay, that's about education. Now let me give my talking point about education, and we get derailed from the process. And the American political process is, for that reason, simply derailed.
All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquezan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 10 above this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tonight. Lows level off around 7 below. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Highs level off around 11. Dry and much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 3 above.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And I really, I think it's critically important that we start thinking along the lines of just what is coming. You know, many of us don't. We've thought about, you know, this future, Sandy, that's already on our doorstep, you know, and we haven't given it real serious thought because, as you stated, only 1% of the American people have electric vehicles. And it's hard for me to even imagine that it's that low. But everywhere you look, that's all they're talking about is electric vehicles. So it's coming.
Well, it's coming. And, you know, electric cars, what do we, I don't know what we sell a year, 15 million or something. So it takes a long time for all of the cars to get replaced by new cars because people, you know, buy used cars and the used cars stay in the marketplace for 10 or 12, 15 years. And so, you know, if 1% of the cars are electric now, that's because they've all been sold in about the last 3 years, and so it takes a while. But the pipeline of new cars and the percentage of new cars that are being sold that will be electric is going up dramatically. And, you know, we've talked, and the mainstream media and politicians, everyone talks about AI and the extent to which artificial intelligence might supplant jobs in the future. But we ought to be talking about much more nuts and bolts things, like the transition from buggies to automobiles, the transition from combustion cars to electric cars. It doesn't look like such a dramatic change, but as we've just described, it's going to be a significant change in the American economy. And our politicians and our planners need to get their eyes open. We need to start talking about it. We need to stop talking about transgenderism. We need to stop talking about pointing fingers at one another about the curriculum in grade schools and high schools. And we need to get our arms around what we need to be doing, you know, and we need to prioritize these conversations. Now, it's definitely important that our schools work, that we figure out how to address the problems we have in our schools, that we work on it. And I think
collectively
and not at each other's right. throats and not trying to undermine one another. But here we have a problem that we can see. This shoe is in the process of falling and it's coming to earth, you know, and it's reaching terminal velocity in terms of the speed at which it's falling. It's going to happen. We're going to shift to electric cars. We're going to experience these effects and we ought to be doing the things necessary to accommodate so our economy and so our people, the workers, can accommodate it. So looking at this from both ends, The people who run the businesses want to be able to find the workers to do the job, the new jobs that will be required, and the people who are displaced from their old jobs want to find new jobs. They need to be trained. And we've already just found out during this pandemic period and the rebirth of the rekindling of the economy after the pandemic, how hard it is. Businesses has experienced real hardship based on their inability to find the workers who either want to do or are trained to do the jobs that they need to fill. And small businesses continuing to look for and hire new workers at a rapid clip, even as some big tech businesses are laying them off at a relatively rapid clip, to the point that, you know, as the, you know, I think it was 7 million new jobs from small business and 400,000 jobs laid off. I mean, there's still significant growth in jobs.
Jacob, good morning. You say what?
Hey, I'd just like to say I've had it with these conservatives who don't even want to discuss education. And I know a lot of Democrats would love to, you know, reach across the aisle and come up with some solutions with some, you know, rational conservatives, but they're not there in office anymore. What else with the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Lauren Boebert? These people are opposed to public education, period. They don't think the government should be involved. They think it's socialism to have a free public education for every child. They want to take us back to the 19th century. Hell, they want to build a bridge to the 12th century. Forget about Bill Clinton's bridge to the 21st century. The Republicans are absolutely just out of touch with reality.
So, Jacob,
and the fact is, we are going to electric vehicles, and they don't want to go to that. They want to stay in the world of, you know, heating up the climate. They don't even believe in climate change. They don't even believe the fact that the oil supplies are dwindling to the point where we're not going to be able to afford gasoline anymore for these vehicles. So, you know, you're trying to have a rational conversation with, you know, a conservative jerk like CJ, it's not going to happen. What we need to do is defeat every single one of these Republicans at the polls, including here in Waukesha County. Why is it Waukesha County's produced two judicial candidates, both of whom who got their law degrees from Pat Robertson from the Christian Broadcasting Network, fake scam university, Regent University. I mean, is there a requirement in Waukesha County that Republicans have to go get their law degree from Pat Robertson, a fundamentalist scam artist?
So, Jacob, man, thank you very much for the call. You know,
well, unfortunately. You know, between callers, we tend to swing this way and that way, and without necessarily having a concrete conversation. My view, incidentally, is that we do need to have conversations with people like CJ. We can't. The answer is not simply defeating all Republicans at the polls, because, you know, a significant percentage of people in the country think a particular way, and we need to understand those thought processes and figure out how we can get ourselves all on the same page, or at least close to the same page.
So Sandy, and this is what bothers me to no end. We can't have a conversation, right? You know, because you're my enemy, and the future of this nation requires more than you're my enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't bode well for this nation if you can't even have a conversation, one American to another, because I'm a progressive and you're a Republican, right? Or conservative.
Right.
I mean, that's insanity. But we are so embroiled in that now, Sandy. I don't know how, and one of the things we try to do on this show is try to get beyond that, or try to be able to have a dialogue, a conversation.
I mean, the reason I come to this show and talk is the hope that we can have actual conversations that are productive in terms of talking about solutions and not simply problems.
844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.